I'd just like a mini reading.
It's quite an honor to talk to you again.
Thank you so much.
All right, well, Andre, thank you. It's very enlightening.
That's true, and I know better. Yeah, you're right.
My own guide has been telling me. Now you're talking about it. Thank you very much.
Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Andre. Over the years, I have spent my life trying to understand and unravel the mysteries of the universe. It's been an adventure for me. I was born with the gift to see things that other people can't see. The world is changing, and it's changing very rapidly. And there are pioneers in the world of spirituality. And tonight, I'm going to bring two of the most incredible people and friends onto the show. First of all, I want to introduce to you NJ. NJ Falk is an award-winning creative serial entrepreneur. She has contributed to Forbes, is a brand ambassador for Net-Porter, a member of the Vogue Vanguard, and has been named a style icon by Louis Vuitton. A member of the International Academy of Visual Arts, International Academy of Digital Arts Sciences, she is a multiple Webby Award winner. She's also worked with MGM and Universal Studios, American Express, and many others in the course of her incredible career. NJ is a woman that everybody literally wants to know, and the co-founder and chief mentorpreneur that she trademarked of a new show called The Forward Female. Her conversations are thought-provoking, life-changing, and they're making me laugh in the studio, by the way. From incredible insight, NJ is truly a modern mentor who is changing the world one person at a time. But to add to that, we have somebody else in the studio, and this is Caroline Faulkner, Britain's coolest astrologer and best-selling author, a creator of dynamic astrology. If you've not heard of dynamic astrology, you've not heard of the new changes in this world, a way of seeing the future, understanding the stars, but really understanding yourself. Hopefully, she will share some of her thoughts on decoding the stars and reframing your life, as she has for so many individuals around the world. Known for her work as a life coach to the movers and shakers of the creative world, Caroline has taken astrology to a whole new level. With each client, Caroline makes a pledge to do all she can to enhance the aspects of a person's life. Join us for an outstanding rediscovery of the ancient art of astrology. Ladies, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Andre.
Thank you, Andre.
I'm already laughing.
I just met you for the first time, Caroline, and I have almost peed my pants twice because you've made me laugh. There's something about your energy that it's infectious, but also very strong and very powerful. I feel like when you walked into the room, you took command of the room. What made you become an astrologer? Why did you choose this profession?
Well, thanks for that. That's really kind. I'm not sure I actually chose the profession. I think it sounds a bit random, but I think it actually chose me. I mean, I've always loved astrology, and I worked as a sort of creative consultant for various different companies, and it was actually I started studying meditation in 2006 to help me turn off my intuition. Note, not on. Some things you just don't want to know.
I think you failed. Just saying.
and so I was looking for someone to teach me astrology, because in some of the projects I was working on, I would always ask an astrologer to look at the new people I was working with, not for anything, you know, any sort of mean reason, but just because I wanted to hit the ground running with them and see where their strengths were and where sort of my energy would clash with theirs. And I found it really helpful, but nobody would teach me. I was like this like wild woman knocking on doors asking for teachers, and they were all like, oh, she looks like a handful. Definitely not. Until one fine day I found my teacher, and that's kind of where it all began.
So NJ, listening to that, and I'm looking at you right now and I'm watching you glow. You're also a very unusual person. You're a serial entrepreneur.
True.
But more than that, I would call you a modern mentor. And is there something about you that every time you're around people, even the smallest amount of advice makes the biggest difference? Me personally, I felt as though you've become a coach in my life. Just the short conversations we've had have made me look at incredible possibilities, even actually going to nicer places to buy clothes instead of just Walmart.
That's a typical kind of influence for me.
But the thing that you brought in my life is a tremendous amount of laughter. And you don't need to do any of this, but you choose to do it. What is your role? What do you actually do?
This has just been so fascinating for me because it's evolved over time and experience. And through my work, and especially writing and being a contributor to Forbes, working with millennials and young women, I found people were reaching out to me from everywhere I went. And I started to say, wow, I really need to combine all of this. I'm giving advice. I have a lot of business experience. I have a lot of life experience. And it sort of evolved. And then I started a column on my blog, The Blonde and the Brunette, 99 problems, but I can help with one.
Great.
Everyone was asking me for advice, like, what do I do if I have a long distance relationship? How can I become a better public speaker? What do I wear to this event? And it all in today's, the way we all communicate, I was getting DM'd a lot of communication, and it spontaneously happened that I was mentoring lots of, different individuals and enjoying it and paying it forward with all the experience I've had, the business experience, the fashion experience, the writing experience, the creative experience, and it's all come together on this wonderful platform, the Forward Female, and also because I love writing. So it's a natural extension of everything I've done throughout my career.
But it's men and women. I think the influence that I'm seeing, often we see people focus just on men or just on women. When you're in the room, everybody pays attention, and especially the wealthier men that are normally kind of grumpy. I just noticed that they kind of like, they get humbled and they respect you, and you don't, just by being yourself. Is that a skill that you've learned, or would you say that's just natural to you?
I think some of it's a skill I've learned, but the other part is I think my business experience and having to go into meetings, especially when I had my creative agency, my award-winning agency, and present all the time. Just like Caroline is reading and interpreting charts, I was reading and interpreting brands, clients, what they needed, and listening is a very, very important part of that process. So you're listening to your clients. Even when you're out socially, it's so important to be a great listener, and that's how the dialogues happen, and that's how things move forward. And I try to put my phone down when I'm in those situations. After all the DMing and all the other conversations, when you're actually in the moment with people, put your phone down. Start listening.
I've got a question for both of you.
The
blonde and the brunette.
I know, you manifested that.
Folks, you've got to look at tomorrow, check your Instagram and see the pictures. I have two of the most beautiful women sitting in front of me. They're so well-dressed, and they do not shop at Walmart like me.
But can I just say something? Yeah? The only reason I'm well-dressed is because I had to message NJ and say, what's the dress code? I never bother with anyone else. I mean, I take homeless chic to another level. I always have to check with NJ. No, seriously.
So you didn't just dress up for me. It was for NJ. Okay, great. Wonderful.
Well, women usually dress for other women.
Yes, that's a big message out there.
So why is it so hard for people to listen?
I think you have to practice active listening at the beginning. And it comes from a sincere interest with about other people. And I'm always, excited to meet new people. I'm really interested in other people and their stories. I see that in Caroline, mm-hmm. and we know each other. And I find I learn so much from everybody else, and I'm always wanting to learn more. So if I'm listening, I'm learning more, I'm experiencing things, and by that, I'm able to give back more and pay it forward.
And what's incredible about both of you is your patience. And I can see that both of you are kind of like dynamic and pushing forward, but there's a certain amount of patience where you'll wait for things to happen. You'll keep knocking on the door until somebody opens it. Would that be a good description?
Probably. I mean, maybe it's, I don't know. I think I knock on a door if I think there's something really good there, but I usually just plant seeds. And I think if something is meant to happen, it will happen, and you just have to follow signs and know when to navigate if you're, you know, heading for, you know, an obstructive person that's blocking something due to their own fear, you know, then you just keep knocking, or you just go straight to the top. That's what I usually do, and then work my way down.
And you've just taken something that is literally thousands of years old, and you've made it dynamic. I mean, the one thing, I looked at your website, I looked at what you're doing, you've taken an art form and a way of seeing the world, and you've literally changed it. You've made astrology become a modern tool. How and why?
I felt like that was my calling. I didn't mean to still be in it 14 years later. When I discovered astrology, I just felt it was such a beautiful language. I felt so connected to the movements of the stars and the movements of the planets. And when I spoke, I felt like I was speaking for the planets because, you know, within each of us, there exists the remnants of stars that exploded. So, you know, it's a scientifically proven fact that we have stardust within our DNA. So we are all connected, irrespective of, you know, where we come from, where we live, our color, our creed, our race, anything. And I think, you know, what connects us all is that, you know, we all have the same color blood, and we all actually have stardust running through our veins. And when I actually hired an astrologer to work on a project with me, and I wanted to build a team because I knew how helpful it was for me. So I got the CEO to write off this sort of, you know, very random. This was back in 2006 in the UK. I mean, it was unheard of.
Wow.
But they trusted me, you know, and you know, when I get my teeth stuck into something, I deliver results because I don't like letting people down. But also, I think that's the thing that all three of us have in common. We've got a really good sense of intuition. You kind of know when something is going to work.
Yeah.
And it's just a sense of timing, and we're not in charge of that timing. So when I discovered this beautiful language and how helpful it was, I just said, oh, do you know what? I got to show everyone how to do it. I have to show everyone how to do this.
So you're a serial astrologer.
I thought you were going to say I was a serial killer. I worked on a program with Monster Films on serial killers and did their charts. But you know what? I'm definitely not in this life, Andre.
But I think one of the things that Carolyn's does, and I think unites all three of us, is that she puts an enormous amount of hard work into what she does. And the hard work, propelled by her passion for things in life, makes her successful because she's so passionate and she loves what she does. And that's the key to a lot of things in life. And hard work takes you a lot of places, but it also has to be married to what you love. And that's so important in life. And sometimes it's a journey to find out, as Carolyn did, to find out what you love.
And would you agree, in my perspective, it's not hard work. It's a passion. So I don't mind working 7 days a week if I know it's going to turn into something good. But I also like to take 7 days off and go party.
Who doesn't?
Don't know. I mean, I sometimes get really, I mean, I really like that. And my latest editor, that's one thing that she said, you know, Caroline's incredibly hardworking. And the reason why I love what you're saying, I know exactly what you're saying, is that because of the way things are portrayed today in the media, everyone wants to get rich quick.
Yep.
They think that they're going to make money overnight, they're going to get famous, and all their problems are going to be solved. And actually, you know, I think if you have to do what you love, but you have to work hard. And the thing is that the amazing thing about NJ is that, you know, let's be honest, you don't have to work. No, but do you know what I mean?
Yes,
you work because you love what you do.
I kind of take offense in that. Not kind of. I actually do.
No, but if you didn't want to, you'd be... Oh, dear, I always get myself into trouble.
You're in trouble right now.
I do realize this is live. Yeah, we're on the air.
We're really
in trouble.
Oh, my God. Do you know what? Our podcasts get edited. I haven't even sworn once, and I've offended someone already in the first 1 minute. I haven't sworn though. And Jay, you know what I mean. You
I work to you have love a, it. I love it, but also because honestly that provides me with some of the things that I love in life, but it's all out of passion and hard work, and I think that's finding, to your point, what you love, and it's okay, I'm not cringing, Caroline. and we're having a great dialogue, and I think this is also about how to communicate and talk with each other, and why we're actually good friends and just discovered each other a year ago and just instantly
you like
hit
twins.
It up.
It's so funny. I'm watching two sit over there, and it's like these two twins like battling it out between each other. much fun.
It is fun. But the other thing is that I think that the thing that connects us is actually respect.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Do you know
that.
What I mean? It's like and the thing
absolutely.
Is like if you have a real friendship, then there are going to be some things that, but you it kind of has to be like that. Otherwise, it's not real. Do you know what I mean?
And you get to challenge each other. I think that's really important in communications, friendships, relationships. If you can challenge your friends and people and have these dynamic conversations, you push yourself, all the whole group and each other forward, and it's a positive wave in your life.
I agree, but some people take things so personally and then the relationship is over.
People are fragile today.
People are wounded. They all need healing. They all need a bit more love, you know. Do you know what I mean? And I think, you know, I just think that's, I was saying that to people the other day. I was saying, you know, when we have a difficult situation with someone, we shouldn't react to the first sort of response they give.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say it's like a boiled egg. You tap once, you tap twice, the third time you're in. Because it's people just react, and then all of a sudden there's too much fire
Don't
in the world.
Hit it with a hammer.
Well, sometimes I do hit things. I've got Mars in Taurus. It's not my fault.
That's what I'm talking to you, actually.
I'm going to add two facts to this, and I can't take credit for either. One is that Malcolm Gladwell always talks about, and in one of his books references, that to become really great at something, you really need to put in almost 10,000 hours. So, I mean, you look at some of the most successful people in the world, and they've really put in the time and effort. Even when they've started at a young age, it's accumulated over time. So that's really important in terms of people not getting impatient about results and what happens. It takes time and effort. And that's exactly what Carolyn did with her career, and that's so important. And now I think I forgot the other point.
I think that what I'm trying to say is that this is such an important point, because people mm-hmm. think, you know, when they say, oh, you're so lucky, or you're so lucky, and it doesn't, I'm not sure that luck has much to do with it. It's if you do what you love and you work hard, eventually the results will come. It's just not always in this life.
Well, let me just say to both of you, I think both of you don't need to do this. You don't need to work as hard as you're working. But you choose to, because you've already got a skill set that you could kind of, if you wanted to, just back off and do a little bit and be fine. But you're both pushing the boundaries. You're not just sitting there and going, I've made it, I'm okay, I don't need to go any further. You are changing the world around you, and I think that you're creating a legacy for other young people to follow. I mean, Caroline, you started something with a certain establishment, and you were able to go in there as an astrologer to a bunch of conservative people that were really not open to it at the time and change their lives. In 2006, when you started doing this, people were really shut down. And an astrologer was seen as somebody that sat in a dark corner somewhere with a crystal ball and a big wig on and didn't really do a lot. But as we know throughout history, astrologers played a huge part in almost every single part of our history.
Oh my goodness, 100%. I mean, I don't know, you know, I don't, you know, want to take over the airways, but, you know, Queen Elizabeth I, she had an astrologer called John Dee. Every single sort of film and you know, period drama that's been about, you know, the Queen Elizabeth I and that particular time, they kind of cancelled out the roles of astrologers, but actually John Dee was absolutely huge in that time. The latest, I can't remember what it's called, Cate Blanchett's in it,
yes,
on Netflix, but they've mentioned John Dee.
Yeah.
But I mean, he, you know, I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to take up too much airtime, but he, you know, was by her side, you know, and he, you know, calculated charts. He drew Queen Mary's chart. He drew Philip of Spain, who Mary was married to at the time. He told Elizabeth, who was then under house arrest, that Mary's chart and Philip's chart wasn't actually that favorable. Because the thing is that every single person has a chart,
yeah,
and it's affected by different transits.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes if you know astrology, it doesn't mean to say that anything is going to be positive or negative. It's how you respond to it, so to speak.
Yeah.
So she was saying, look, their charts are not that, you know, they're not fantastic. And Elizabeth was saying, well, how's that so? Because, you know, Mary's pregnant, she's married to Spain. Spain, you know, she's married to the King of Spain. Spain was the most powerful empire on the planet at the time. And actually, how it turned out was it was a phantom pregnancy and everything sort of fell apart. So she took, you know, John Dee did draw the chart of the coronation for the day that she, you know, put the crown on her head, so to speak. And, you know, he used to go to all the royal courts in those days, had their astrologers. I don't know if they do in these days.
I think they actually do.
I think, well, yeah, they probably do. You know, I'm, you know.
Andre might know.
Yeah. Do you know that song by Lourdes? Because I'll never be royal. Anyway, sorry, don't mean to say.
Great singing voice. Come on, let's
hear
it. She
does. Yeah.
We've sang in quite a few different countries now, haven't we,
Andre? We have. Okay, and I just want to, you know, add on to that. I think change, it's so important to change and morph throughout your life. And that's sort of what being a mentorpreneur is about. And everyone should look at phases in their life and say, not stay stagnant. It's so important to keep changing. And that's, you know, part of, and staying part of the conversation. I had that advice from a friend of mine, and he pushed me out to network more, stay part of the conversation, and even extending your work life and whatever you're doing. You want to stay involved in things because it's so exciting. It changes your life, and there are different phases to your life, so take advantage of them.
I think you're right, and I think growing, but some people are a little bit frightened to change and to grow, so they just keep doing what they're doing even if they don't love it.
They stay stuck. I have to relate to what you said earlier on about the fact that when you're out doing this, and the kings and the queens and all these different people had astrologers, there was also the advisors or the mentors to the courts. And throughout history, there have been people that have talked about the dress codes and how to look in a certain way. Now, I experimented with some of the things you told me to do, because I turned up looking like, you know,
I'm bossy, I guess.
Yeah, she kind of, she talked about my shoes, and she talked about this. And so I did a few things.
We all get it.
So after my pride being really hurt a little bit, and I went out and looked at myself, and I thought I'll make some color changes. I'll wear some different shirts, and I'll see what people's reactions were. It was dramatic.
Yeah.
And also, I started being more of a gentleman, opening the door a little bit more, being a bit more aware, because you talked about etiquette and you talked about good manners. And making that change in the last couple of weeks, not only do I feel better, people around me are starting to follow me. You start to create a movement.
Exactly.
Of people doing more. So on my way over to Spring Place recently, I was going to meet a friend over there, and I was in an Uber. And we pulled up at some lights, and there was a little old lady trying to cross the road. So I jumped out and said, wait there, stopped all the traffic, helped this lady across the road, and she was really slow. And I'm like, okay, we're going to get killed.
And you were really self-conscious.
Everyone beeping.
Yeah, everybody's beeping, and people were doing strange things. And then as I got to the side, she looked at me, and she said in very broken English, did you know that I'm a survivor of the Holocaust?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And she gave me a hug.
Aww.
And I got back, and as I was getting back, people were clapping me. And if I do nothing else this year, that made a difference. And that's directly related to your mentorship, Angie.
Oh, thank you so much.
So I think that what's coming up with the Forward Female and this new TV show you're about to do, you're going to be very inspiring, because I think what you're putting back in to the world, both of you, is a little bit of class. But also saying to people, if you want it, you can have it, but only if you're willing to put the effort in.
I think that's a great way to sum it up. And I also have to give my parents incredible snaps and credit for it really talking about and enforcing and manners, etiquette. and that that is the essence of how you show love and kindness and respect to your family and others in the world. And I'm not perfect. I definitely have my moments. We won't talk about them now.
But that was aimed at me, by the way. FYI.
5-10 minutes, folks. We're going to get them talking.
Okay.
So we're going to take a little break. But before we do, ladies and gentlemen out there, we're going to open the lines, and it's going to be 818-921-3767. If you're driving, please pull over. 818-921-3767. You have got the trifecta here. You've got mind, body, and spirit. So I'm not mind. That is definitely NJ.
Thank you.
I'm not spirit. I'm definitely body. And then we have spirit sitting over here. So we have three potential aspects of this world we can look at. Mind, body, and spirit. We can cover everything. No matter how big the problem is. Oh, okay. We have a caller. Can I take it?
Oh, yes. All right, go for it.
Hi, caller. You're live on air. Hello, caller. Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Hi. Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. So, do you have a radio in the background?
I'm trying to turn you off.
Oh, thank you.
Here.
Good luck.
Well, I'm in.
So, Suzanne, what are your questions for these two incredible ladies?
Well, I'm looking at making a major change in my life, and I just wondered if they could give me any new direction.
Give them some details. What kind of changes are you planning to make?
Well, I've been doing the same thing for 43 years, and I'm going to quit doing that, and I'm going to work on me. I'm just going to work on me, my health, my body, mind, and spirit, and I wondered if they could give any tips.
Hi, Suzanne. It's NJ. The first thing I would say is before you quit your job, and I do this before I start anything new in my life, is to start to plan the change first. So don't quit the job right away because you'll be just jumping off a cliff. You'll feel lost. You'll be out of sorts. So let's think about what is it that you want to do. Is there things that you're passionate about in life? Do you want to have a different type of work experience? Do you want to have a different type of health experience? Do you want to do something that's more about exercise? Do you want to travel more? What is it that you're passionate about? And then start to formulate a plan around that. But don't just...
We have some technical difficulties. That's why when you put three people in the room with energy... Our phone system never fails like that. What are you doing to my computers over here? Anyway.
Is it you or me, or is it him?
Let's just try again and see if we can get this person to come up. It's ringing like crazy.
The phones are going to blow up. Is Suzanne still there?
Suzanne, are you still there? Hello, Suzanne.
Suzanne.
Hello, darling. Are you still there? Okay, call us back. We really apologize.
Please call back so we can discuss this more.
Oh, I think we have her. I think we have her. Let's take her. Hello. Hello, Suzanne. Are you there?
Yes. I don't know what happened.
Mercury retrograde in Scorpio.
There you have it. That was an easy answer. So, please tell me more.
I'm working on my health. That's the most important thing right now.
Okay.
And then I would like to travel. I love to travel. Always have.
Okay, so I'll make a few comments, and then I will pass the baton or the wand.
The wand.
The wand. And then first, I think in terms of your health, I'm not sure exactly what's bothering, what the health issues are, but I would look at how what types of routines that you could have in your life that start to make you feel better. I mean, I personally... love yoga and do a lot of light strength training. So I'm not sure what you need in your life, but that might be a great conversation and maybe Andre will pipe in to have with your doctor so that you slowly, and I always do these things, I gradually do them and integrate them into my life. I don't go and do something like make it my whole life about it. I try and pace myself and see what do I like and how I want that to become a part of my life. In terms of travel, I'd start making a list and say, okay, who do I want to travel with? Where do I want to go? How long? And look at the time periods. Maybe you do start with short trips. I travel alone a lot and love it. And more and more people, the statistics show people travel alone a lot. So you might want to look at a mini trip, go to a spa and start making those lists. And that's what I do. I'm a list person. I start to structure things, and structure gives me comfort and happiness. So I would start that way.
Wow, that's incredible advice.
Okay.
And also that being not rushing into it and taking it practically. Caroline, what did you think?
So I agree with you, NJ. I think the thing is that, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, it's astrology or anything else, but I'm actually an incredibly practical person, and everything that NJ is saying I agree with. For me, the first thing you've got to have is to map out a roadmap. So it's almost like, you know, if there are issues with your health, what are the issues? That's a question.
Okay. It's a question. It's mainly my ankle.
Okay, so
I don't walk well.
Okay, so
which makes travel rather difficult.
Uh huh. So okay, go ahead. Yeah, carry on.
And they can't medically find anything wrong.
All right. So I know this is going to sound really random, but every part of the body, a sign rules a certain part of the body, and the ankles are actually governed by Aquarius. So I know this probably sounds a little esoteric, but I'm on the right show a minute, aren't I?
Yeah, you're sure.
The thing is that if people are feeling trapped in their surroundings and in their life and in their mind, then Aquarius energy can sort of kick in, because Aquarius is a rebel. So I would suggest that if you've got weak ankles, I would, just as NJ said, I would start work. You don't even have to go to any expensive yoga classes. You can literally look on YouTube and find Google, or, you know, DuckDuckGo, I like that because they plant trees, or Ecosia, they also plant trees for the Amazon. Go to a search engine and find a yoga class that specializes in strengthening ankles. I know it sounds really random, but the thing is that you've got weak ankles, and so you need to work on them, not... Because the thing is that you might push them too hard, and then they'll get even worse. So it's like NJ said, any change you make, you've got to do it slowly. The other thing, in terms of travel, mapping out where you want to go is also, you know, a really good move. But then be smart about it. I mean, I know this is like really silly, but if I'm wearing heels, like really high heels, if I'm going out with NJ, we're going somewhere glamorous. I map out my journey first, because if I'm going to have to be walking for 3.5 hours, I'm not wearing them. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm being silly, but map out something that's a little simpler. The other thing I wanted to ask you was, so the first step in any kind of change is you write things down on a piece of paper, not on a phone, not on a laptop, not on a computer, because your subconscious mind doesn't let go of stuff unless it's on a physical piece of paper, because it's still in the ether. That's the first step, is map out all of the things you want to do. And because you've been focusing on this for so long, what's going to come to your mind is all the things you don't want to do. I don't want to stay in my job. I don't want my ankles to hurt. Get rid of all of that. You know, it's a little bit of a process, and then write down all the things that you do want to do. So really quickly, before Andre helps you, do you know your astrology at all?
I'm a Cancer, right, of the first day.
Okay, do you know anything else? Have you looked into your moon sign?
Not really.
Okay, so you can...
A long time ago.
Yeah, so I'm not, you know, it's not just like a shameless plug, but I wrote Dynamic Astrology, and there's a free chart calculator on there, and I wrote it with my friends from scratch. So literally, there's a free version. You can upgrade if you want. You don't have to. Go to the chart. Use a laptop for now. Tap in your date of birth and go to the chart calculator and literally click on all the symbols in the middle of the chart and start learning. First, your homework is to learn your moon sign. Because if you can study your moon sign more, you'll be able to take care of your emotional well-being, and then everything else will flow.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's amazing advice, and okay. I do agree with Caroline. I mean, I actually did that at work today, and also she made me do that exercise last week on something. So it worked. But something happened, you know, on a project today, and I was, you know, processing it. And I really wanted to write something more emotional or free myself. And a lot of times I write my angry or upsetting note to myself. I even on my iPhone, and then it releases me. So I think that's really great advice.
Well, very powerful. And I think just to wrap this up for you, Suzanne, you just heard a couple of major points there. The first thing is take it steady and plan it carefully, but know what you want. Go on to Caroline's site and do the chart and see what comes out of it. Get to know your moon sign. And what NJ was saying to you is really the anger, understanding things, working with things. It's a slow process, so don't be disappointed if you don't get results straight away. Take your time and work through it. But with ankles, it's all about moving forward. And if you start walking more and start moving more, your ankles will start to improve. But if you follow Karen's advice and you pick out something that is metaphysical, that will work with it, that makes you understand the energy that's involved in those ankles, not only will they heal, they will carry you great distances. Your feet, your legs are really important about not just walking, but going somewhere. And maybe the biggest problem you have is the fear of going somewhere.
I have one suggestion on that, which is what I do all the time, and is get a great playlist that you curate yourself on your phone to help you move forward, and mix your music, because I find that that slowly gets me moving and inspires me. So add that, build a playlist, a new list, new music. Start exploring music that makes you feel better, makes you feel happy.
Suzanne, what do you think of the advice so far? Sorry, Karen, go ahead.
That was great.
Suzanne, I got one more thing for you. The thing is that you have been under the impact of Saturn. Saturn's been in the sign of Capricorn, and it's been opposing your sun. And your sun is the ability, your S-U-N, is the ability to shine. And it almost like depletes your serotonin levels. But Saturn only wants you to master the areas of your life that need mastering. And that shifts like in early spring. But that's been a two-year phase that you're coming out the other end of. But if you make the changes now, by the springtime, you'll be like, you know, coming out like Persephone.
Okay, I love it.
Look that word up and spell it.
Persephone, you know, Pluto dragged her into the underworld, and she was only allowed out once a year at springtime.
Poor Persephone.
Random.
Do you normally laugh this much on trend?
No, I don't. Suzanne, that. Do you feel the energy now? Are you understanding that you've just witnessed something or just felt something that very few people do, and that is a genuine understanding and care for you? Can you take what we've given you and apply that to yourself? Can you build these two amazing ladies? Can you put that humor and laughter and that energy into you? Because I really believe every time you're around inspirational people, they sprinkle magic dust on you. And it's up to you whether you dust it off or whether you allow it to stay.
Yeah. I'll take the dust. I'll fly.
Woohoo!
Okay, Suzanne, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. We have some more callers. Let's see if I can grab some of these callers. Sorry, ladies, I'm going to keep you busy tonight. Hello, caller, you're live on air.
Hello?
Hi, who am I speaking to?
Yes, hi. My name is Maria. And I spoke with you about 6 months ago.
Ooh, okay.
About my husband, Sergio, that had passed away, and you made a great connection, and I thank you very much for that. But when I was speaking with you, you said there were a lot of people that were trying to get through to talk to me.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to talk to any of them. I just wanted to speak to my husband.
Yeah, you were the rudest person of all, because they had all these ghosts coming into the room. They're all saying, we want to talk to, and you're like, nope, I'm going to talk to my husband. That's all I'm going to talk to.
Oh, you remember that.
Oh, yeah, I remember you, darling. So, but you're calling in at the right time, because having lost your husband, how did that affect you?
Oh, my God, I was devastated with my soulmate.
So would you mind if I let NJ and Carolyn talk to you a little bit about some of the things that you can do just to understand and deal with the loss of your husband? Remember, he came through, and if I remember correctly, he was a pretty interesting, jokey, fun kind of a guy. So he might not be here physically, but he's still very much with you. But now you need to cope and move forward. So NJ.
Well, thank you for sharing this with us. I'm going to tell you a little something about myself. My mother was actually widowed at a fairly young age, and I learned a lot from watching her and her rebuilding her life. And one of the things that she did, which might help you, and I don't know if you're trying to replicate the same routine that you have with your husband is to try and build a new circle of friends and meet new people, because what happens is that doesn't remind you so much of your former life, and you start to expand your circle, and you can do that very, very slowly. The other thing is to understand that mourning, obviously, as you know, is a process, and there's obviously different stages. So it's something that you have to travel through, and you heal over time. And having been the product of that and a lot of loss, I really know that and how you feel. And it's a process. So one of the things that's good is do new things, find new friends, do it slowly. Again, I'm going to say this over and over again. Don't expect results right away. Things don't happen that way. Put yourself in new places and start this new kind of journey. And use this also as a time to say, what have I always wanted to do? Are there any things I want to do that I've never done? And again, I'm going to go back to the list. I'm a list person. I love doing that. I love charting out paths. I would start that way. And then I'm going to pass the wand to Carolyn.
Hi.
Hi. I had another question. The question I had tonight was, I wanted to know the other people that were trying to get through to me.
Darling, you gave them packing orders and not in the room. But I will tell you something that just happened. Okay. I keep seeing socks. This is going to sound really bizarre. Did somebody have weird socks or unusual socks?
No.
Are you sure?
You mean my husband, you mean?
I don't know who it is, but I keep seeing like Christmas socks, like fancy pattern socks, really weird socks. Does that mean anything to you at all?
No, I don't think so.
I've actually got loads of weird socks in my suitcase. My friend gave them to me. They've got cats and dogs on them. No, seriously.
Seriously.
I've got cats and dogs on them.
Like
yeah.
Hey, will you stop coming through here?
I got cats and dogs on my socks and they're ridiculous. No, I have.
That's what I can see. I'm like,
but they're like bed socks, and I don't know. She said, take them to LA, and I was like, what for? And then I got here, and it's flipping freezing.
Why am I in your suitcase?
I don't know, but can you not be in my suitcase?
I'm really sorry.
I get stopped at customs.
So I'm going to let Karen.
That's funny.
So look, you can't always get what you want in life. It just sometimes people do not always want to talk or move forward. The socks are really important, and I think it's going through Caroline, but there's a relationship to the socks and something funny. So go ahead.
Yeah, I have a gift like that. They're in my drawer. I don't really wear them.
Tell me about those socks. Where did those socks come from?
They came from a niece, actually, that was in Maryland.
Is she depressed?
Is she very unhappy? I think she's unhappy. She's not hasn't had a great marriage.
Okay.
She's not doing that well. So, and she just lost her dog, so.
So I'm going to change the whole subject right now. And I know you want advice, but I just want to give some advice to your niece, and I'm going to ask these two ladies right now what they would suggest that a young woman does who's in a very unhappy relationship. Do you girls have any advice that you would say if a woman is trapped, feels trapped in a relationship, is there anything that you would offer out?
Oh yeah, start planning your escape strategy, like for sure. Life's too short, right?
Wow.
Or renegotiate I'm not the best person to talk to, really. I'm a quadruple Aquarian.
Oh, dear.
Do you know what I mean? But the thing is no, seriously, I'm like zero tolerance.
It's cutting through, it's dead gone.
But the thing for me is that I appreciate my life so much that whilst I try and make things work, if someone is abusive and... You know, there are so many different versions of abuse. There's, neglect. There's, physical, emotional, psychological. So the thing is that if there are, and I understand not everyone can leave, there are main reasons why people have to stay, They're kind of, in this situation. But if she needs to renegotiate the relationship and also take her power back, because it feels to me like there's been a major erosion of her own power. But really and truly, it's like, if you can imagine this, like her and her husband were probably on a cloud like before they were born, and she probably did it to him in another life. So he said, you know what, guess what, it's your turn this time. and so the thing is that the reason why she would be suffering so much with her dog is because I'm a real animal person. I mean, seriously, I used to, I mean, But the thing is that if you those beings are so magical, they give you so much love, so much unconditional love. So she was getting all that love from her dog, not her husband. So she loses her dog. So everything is totally and utterly overwhelming. So the thing is that she needs to bring a third party mediator in and take back her power, but not with any aggression. She needs to do it with grace. And I think one of the people here, it's definitely not me, the epitome of grace is NJ.
Absolutely.
No, but it's true, though.
Really, yeah.
So I'm gonna hand you over, because if it was me, I'd just be planning my escape, digging out a tunnel.
Welcome to the world of Aquarius.
Oh, wow. I think this is a tricky situation, but I do think Carolyn's spot on by saying that the dog was truly her companion and her possibly her communications barrier between her and her husband. And now that that's not there, they have to renegotiate it.
Right.
I would encourage, I think to start dialogues that you go and do them more in a public place, like you go out, take your husband out for a meal, have a relaxing evening, find a great question, be kind, say some nice things, and start the dialogue that way by being gracious and to start a dialogue about what are the real issues. They may discover that, you know what, the relationship has gone as far as it can, or they may discover that they can renegotiate it. I don't know them that, so I can't say for sure, but I think that's the way to do it, is start with doing something nice and loving together.
Wait, the phrase that you said, I've shared it with so many of my clients, to tell them that if both of them did this with each other, say that phrase, it's so beautiful. What do you remember the one I'm talking about? Right. She comes out with, she said, so it touched me and I never forgot it. It was, we should save our best manners for our spouse.
That's right. Yeah. I did say that too.
And so if they can, the thing is that when people are wounded, she's blaming him, he's blaming her. But at the end of the day, I believe in karma. And even though I dig out this escape tunnel, it's like the problem is that, and I know this, I'm quite an aware person. It's like if I don't sort this issue out with Mr. Whoever, I'm going to dig out that tunnel. And the next person I bump into, because I'm in love with the idea of being in love, you know, I'm going to have to deal with the same situation again, because life loves us that much that we have to deal with these situations until we can tick them off our karmic list. Do you know what I'm saying?
So what just happened to you is you started off calling in about your husband and the people that you wanted to talk to. The socks came through because I was inside Carolyn's suitcase.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
And look how everything all came connects. Out. Well done, Andre. Well, you're the superstar, treble Scorpio.
Look, he's
four
talking.
Planets in Aquarius.
These two rock stars. So we have a problem right now. You've got to create a space for your niece to talk to you. You can't reach out to her directly. Yeah. You've got to allow her to trust you to have a conversation. And during that conversation, take these words that you've just heard tonight and repeat them back to her. You give, instead of telling her what to do then, you're giving her the power to make the choices. You've got the Aquarius coming in, the cut and thrust. If you sneeze, they run. I mean, you know, it's the Aquarian thing. And then you've got over here in this ball court, you've got someone who's giving you absolute grace. In the middle of all this is there's decisions that have to be made. You either stay or you go. But if you apply good manners and etiquette and love, and the reasons you first got together with a person, you can find out whether that relationship is still real or not. And I think she has to be given a chance to discover whether this is what she really wants.
And not because she's hurt from him, she can't react at the first time he rejects her white flag or her peace offerings. Mm-hmm. It's always got to be three strikes and then they're out like cricket.
So, so we're going to let you go.
Okay.
I know we didn't answer all your questions, but darling, you had so much tonight. So go make yourself a nice cup of tea, and thanks for calling in.
Yes.
You take care.
Thank you very much.
Bye. So callers, we're going to take a little 2-minute break because we have a lot of callers trying to get in right now. So just give us a few chances so we can drink some water, we can laugh a little bit, and we can share the stories. So be back in just a moment. You'll listen to the Open Mind Entertainment Network, broadcasting around the world. And right here at home in the glorious Santa Monica Hillside. Is it Hillside? Beachside? Whatever it's called. Where are we?
I've no idea.
Me neither. Anyway, talk to you soon. Well, folks, we don't have a lot of time because these two beautiful ladies are going to leave us. So I'm going to suggest if you want to call in, you call in right now. It's 818-921-3767. And I am warning you when you call in, don't expect that fluffy little stroking of your ego. Expect the real facts, the real advice, but more importantly, the real connection to spirit. Because tonight we have something very special. We have Caroline Faulkner, Britain's coolest astrologer. And we have NJ Folk, who is just, oh my God, she's just the mentor to us all. And then there's little old me. Hello, caller. You're live on air. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I like the accent there. So who am I speaking to?
My name is T.
Hey, T.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just so surprised I got through. Thank you for
answering. No, you're so like, okay, hi, T.
I had been getting disconnected from the live stream, and I had called a couple times, so I just, it took me off guard, but thank you for having my call. I appreciate that.
So, T, do you have a question, or can we just fire away and see what we can find out about you?
I like that idea. Fire away.
So the first thing I'm going to tell you is, and I'm going to break you wide open right now, I'm feeling a lot of change around you, and I feel like there's things you should be doing. And I feel like you sometimes get stuck in a certain way of seeing things, and you don't allow yourself to open up to possibilities. That has changed recently, and you're probably more dynamic than you've ever been. Is that accurate?
Thank you for saying that. Yes, I would agree.
So I want you to tell these two beautiful young ladies in front of me, what is it that you want for your life?
I also just want to jump in here. I feel that you're asking, this is about career and profession and something that's going on in that arena. I don't know if I'm right, you know.
I was kind of feeling that too.
Ooh, are they right?
Ooh.
Ooh, I would say that's maybe a little bit of it. Yes, but I'm one big giant, like, jumbled puzzle right now, and I, you know, in my
Whoa. No, don't tell us too much. Let me just tell you. You won big mess. You're all over the place. NJ. How do we get this girl organized? She's not dressing well. She's not taking care of herself. She's just like, she's scattered. How do we get her to zero in?
Are all those statements true?
Yes, I would say that I'm all over the map right now, and just sort of confused, and would love some clarity on everything from, like you said, career, professional, to health, to anything that might pop out at you. I'm definitely open and willing to listen to and hear.
I feel like you're agitated. There's something that's bothering you, and I don't know why I'm feeling this, but where there's something you need to resolve, and I don't know whether it stems from your career or something underlying in your personal life, and the two are not jiving together, and you don't know which one to focus on. But this is just something I'm feeling out of the blue.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Not necessarily anything specific, no, but like I said, I'm definitely...
Okay, so I'm jump in here, T. So what came into my mind was when you said that you're taking care of yourself, I feel like you're taking care of yourself physically but not mentally. And I think that the meditation, that actually meditation is something that if you can do this for the next 7 days diligently before you do anything. And this is, you'll think that this sounds really easy, but it's not that easy. So before you jump into your phone and go all over the world and, you know, in emails and text messages and everything else, you need to develop a practice in the next 7 days to meditate for 10 minutes. You don't need an app. You just literally sit cross-legged on the floor, try not to move, close your eyes, take deep breaths, and literally sit there for 10 minutes and force yourself to do it. Because what happens is if we don't train our minds end up ruling us and they become discursive. So it's almost like, you know, if you can manage to manage your mind a little better rather than being swayed so quickly, everything will change and you'll feel so much better.
My thought from that is that in the meditation is going to help you be more truthful with yourself. And I think you need to have your own internal meditation about what's really on your mind and why you're feeling this way, and meditation does that. And again, I'd like to use, I love Carolyn's suggestion, and I do this all the time. Start to write. When the words pour out and you're meditating and you're thinking, it's going to start you down the path of what you want and what you think you need in your life because you're feeling jumbled.
And what sign are you?
I'm Virgo.
Okay, so I have one of my best friends is Virgo, and she says sometimes you walk into her bedroom and it's like, it's really Virgo, completely, you know, perfect Virgo, and then you walk into her room and it looks like someone's burgled it.
What is it about Virgo? So I like that. Well, T, unfortunately...
I appreciate you saying that. I will say this. I am very, I've been a meditator for many, many years, both journaling and also
I'm really sorry to cut you off. We've run out of time, and the girls have to leave the studio.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you to go onto Caroline's site and take a look at doing your chart and finding out what your moon is.
And also get in my new book, Your Signs 2020, and do the missions. And, you know, because there's different kinds of meditation, and I just want your mind to be at peace. And I think that some of the exercises will really help this, because, you know, it will change everything, help you trip the light fantastic again. We like that.
And then
thank you so much. I will do that.
And see, the body is an amazing thing to take care of. But there's two other components, the spirit, which is a very important part, and there's mind. And I think you've got the body dialed in, but you haven't got the spiritual components and also the emotional components yet. So once you get all three together, it's aligned and it comes together. It's almost as if we forget that we are held together by the glue of spirituality, that we have a physical body. But without a conscious mind to steer everything, we just walk around in circles.
And you have got all of that. It's just not flowing interconnected. It's not flowing all together. So you've got all the ingredients. You just need to bake the cake.
So, T.
Okay, I love that.
God, thank you for calling in.
And
you just watch what happens. Once you find your moon sign, once you understand a little bit more about the etheric side of things, your life will completely change. You have the tools. You're just not really using the right tools for the right job. Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Well,
thank you so much, you guys. Have a great night.
Have a great night, too. Bye.
Unfortunately, we've hit the 8 o'clock hour. I have to let you go.
That went so fast.
It did.
I'm going to cry when you leave the studio, because this has been
so
much
fun. Cry with happiness. Thank God they're gone.
Well, there's that as well.
We had the best time. This is really special.
Do you have a closing message you want to leave with the people listening in? Anything, any advice you want to offer before you go?
I just want everyone to know that we're all in this together. And you know what? You're never alone. And even if you can't feel someone or see them, we're all connected, every single one of us. And there's a shift in consciousness that started in 2012, and it's rebooting again in 2020. And we're all connected. And just be kind to yourselves and kind to everybody. And, you know, don't get on the low vibe tribe.
And Jay, you're going to have a show as well. So before you give your advice, after you've given advice, would you just share about this new television show that's coming up?
I would love to. I think for me, everything is about different stages and evolving in life, and that you have to continue to always be changing and embrace change and progress. And when you don't, you feel so stagnant, and life doesn't give you all the things that you're hoping that you want from your life. So I learned that early on in my career, that if I didn't embrace change and I wasn't pursuing it and I didn't become more flexible, then things weren't going to be as satisfying and they weren't going to go my way. So I like to encourage everyone to embrace that. For me, that's the my parting advice, but also I hope, and I'm really excited, both Carolyn and Andre are joining me tomorrow for my first show on the EverTalk Network.
Ooh.
Yay, the Forward Female.
Yippee.
Thank you. And we're it's, again, all about mind, body, spirit, and the show is really the new source for modern-day mentorship, and each show actually will be featuring success stories, we'll be sharing actionable business and lifestyle strategies, and how to overcome obstacles against the odds, and we'll be introducing top-tier executives, celebrities, influencers, we've got a great lineup coming in the next months, and business minds, all the showcase fundamental business tools and brand DNA, and really level things up for you in your life. And that's all based on me really doing highly actionable and practical advice, either in my Forbes column and just on a daily basis as I mentor and people reach out to me. And I really enjoy it. I learn so much from everyone, and I try and bring that into my life and then pass it on to everyone else. And it's on EverTalk TV, and I'm excited for everyone to join us.
And it's going to be life-changing. So you heard it here first, and if you're listening in right now and you really want to see the new way, the new perspective of both coaching, both on the mind, the body, and spirit, because everybody out there right now talks in one area. It's either a physical thing, or it's a mental thing, or it's a spiritual thing. There are three components, and you'll see in this room right now there are three of those major components, and you need to take care of all of them. Thank you, folks, for listening in. I'll be back shortly.
Thank you, Andre.
Thank you, Andre.
You guys are angels, and I'm going to be laughing for the rest of the night. Appreciate it.
So are we.
We'll be back shortly. You're listening to the Open Mind Entertainment Network. This is Andre. Stay tuned. Until next week, I'm going to say a very good night. God bless you all, and may all your good dreams come true.